Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Selling can be complicated, but it helps to focus your energy on one thing, namely making your customer happy. And here now to tell us how and why she does so is our very own Carolyn C.J. Jacinto. She's an eBay education specialist. She's a certified business consultant, and she's known on eBay as top-rated seller XOXmas, and she's an occasional fill-in host for Griff.
And she is our content writer for Thursday's show and our script writer for Thursday's show. She's a member of our eBay Radio team and has been for several months.
And where she finds the time to do anything else is a complete mystery and bewilderment to the rest of us. CJ, what was the most important message you heard at the eBay's We Are 20 Seller Summit?
When I got out of there, I thought Griff was speaking even though he wasn't there, because I heard, just make your customer happy, deliver good customer service. And I'm so happy that eBay is putting our ratings and our sales back into our hands. And it's all about customer service. That's all you have to do, is make your customer happy, and you're going to be top-rated plus.
So how do you do it?
Well, I start right from the beginning. And I got this message from the very first Basics of eBay class I took way back in 2002 at eBay Live, and that is, you start with a description. And you provide a description like you don't have any pictures, and you post pictures like you don't have any description. So you concentrate on both of those areas so that no matter who's looking at your stuff, they really get to understand what you're selling. And when I get down to my description, I restate the title, and I make sure I talk about the condition and the age, and I look for any damages or flaws, and I talk about them if they're there, and I say that they're not there if they're not.
Because it's all about customer expectation, isn't it?
It all is about customer expectation. So I'm trying to give a little detailed story about, and I should say undetailed story about why I'm trying to sell the item. Because people do want to connect with you. They want to feel that you're another person just like they are. And so it really helps when you're doing all that. And then one of the most important things, and the last thing I always do no matter what I'm selling, is I put in the measurements. And it's important to put those in inches and centimeters. I don't care if it's shoes, if it's clothing, or if it's a teacup. You want to make sure that they know how big it is.
Do you ever do that thing with a quarter or a ruler to show how big something is?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I only do it when it's not apparent.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm selling a miniature teacup, yeah, I might put the quarter in to show that it's really small. But I don't do it very often. But I have been known to do it in the past. And a quarter shows about a half an inch, and a dollar bill is about 6 inches long. And those are kind of two standard measurements that everybody around the world understands.
So you do some special things for your buyers after they buy an item for you.
I make sure that enclosed in that package is a feeling of a gift when it opens. Even if it's a simple wrapping it in a piece of tissue paper. And I enclose an invoice, which I have written the hand thank you on the bottom. And I let them know that I'm there for them through the whole transaction. So if there's any problem at all, they can feel free to give me a call or write me a message. I'm going to take care of them. Bottom line, it's going to be, if anybody gets hurt, it's going to be me and not them.
How do you deal psychologically when somebody is just a jerk?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to look at the whole picture and not just at that psychological jerk. So I have to say, how many items have I taken back this year? Oh, this is my second one in a year. Maybe I shouldn't worry about it. Maybe I should just take care of them.
Yeah. Speaking of returns, what is your return policy?
You can return anything for any reason. No problem.
Oh, that sounds vaguely familiar.
Gee, yeah, I bought this blouse from you, and I tried it on, and it's a little off color green for me, so I'm sending it back. You don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Hmm. If they're not happy, they're not happy.
Yeah.
And you know what? A return policy is way more of a cheap, and I mean really inexpensive, marketing program. How much money do we spend on marketing, and how much in time do we spend on marketing? Well, we've got to value our time at least something per hour. And here's a marketing program that is in every single listing that says if you're not happy, you can return it. Period. End of story. And nobody is actually buying stuff to return it. I don't believe that. It's too hard. There really isn't a hassle-free return program. You have to contact the seller. You have to make a label. You have to get it to the carrier. And then you have to wait for your money. And that's using the hassle-free program. So people, when they're buying stuff, they want it. There's got to be some other reason why they're returning it. I mean, I've even taken back stuff because somebody said, my car broke down and I can't spend money on this right now. Can I return it? Sure, no problem.
So you teach other people how to sell. You're an education specialist and a certified business consultant. By the way, what are the differences between those two things?
A certified business consultant is somebody who has taken additional education to provide businesses with the information that they need to, you know, continue their business on eBay. So you kind of assume that they have a business and now they're moving their second store, their third store, their 150th store to eBay.
I see.
And you're helping them with that conversion.
So what's your number one piece of advice for the new sellers that you teach?
My number one piece of advice for new sellers is don't be afraid. You don't have to be perfect the first time out. And you will get better and better and better.
Do you tell them to go slow?
You know, it's really up to each individual person because I've seen some of them come in here with so much excitement that I know they're going to go home and list 50 items right in a row.
I see.
And then there's others who are just, and this is probably the biggest portion of the people we get, is they're just afraid. They're afraid of making a mistake. And it's those people that I want to encourage. Just, it's okay, go ahead and do it. You're going to have an exciting time. The very first item, I think you asked me this before, but the very first item that I sold on eBay, I didn't even have a camera yet, so I didn't have a picture. And it was a bottle of perfume that had never been opened, and I'm allergic to perfume, so.
Oh, you can always give it to me as a gift.
I'd have saved it had I known.
Hey, we might not have had a wonderful eBay education specialist and certified business consultant if she had given that away to you, Griff. So we're happy she sold it.
Yeah,
got me hooked. I was looking around for everything that I could sell on eBay. There is something about those windorphins that come through when somebody buys your item.
Oh, yeah. Feels
the
so good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
John and I joke, though. We say, oh, darn. There's the ka-ching. Now we got to do something. But it's a joke, you know. But, it's a big high to sell something on eBay. Do you have any bonus tips for us today?
You know, my biggest bonus tip that I can give to anybody is really just be happy. If you put happiness in your day, everything that you do is going to come out a little bit brighter.
Oh, I like that.
That's a very good, very good. I love that. That's very good.
So where do you offer your classes and how can one get in on them?
You can go to eBay University or you can go to cjjacinto.com. And they're offered in Irvine, California at Irvine Valley College. And they're also offered in San Clemente, which is halfway between San Diego and Los Angeles.
And so when you get brand new people who have never, ever sold on eBay before, has anybody ever walked in with a bunch of stuff?
They've threatened to, but I told them leave it at home.
Because I picture people coming in boxes saying, okay, I want to list these on eBay. So how do they learn to list if they don't have anything?
We actually list a camera that Griff has so graciously put in the book for us. And we try to sell the camera online so they're watching me do the listing. And then I tell them, you're going to do the exact same thing no matter what it is you're listing, whether it's a shirt, a mug, a puzzle, a pair of shoes, you're going to do the exact same thing. You research it to find out what it's worth on eBay, and then you pay attention to all the keywords that maybe you hadn't thought of. So I would always say tennis shoes, and I would never think to say sneakers until I looked them up on eBay. And then you get other little keywords that, you know, maybe you have a power shot camera and you wouldn't have thought to say power shot. So you're looking for those keywords that are going to help you. You write a wonderful description. You take wonderful pictures. You put it on a scale, figure out how much it weighs so that you can do calculated shipping. And then you can, if you know how big the box is going to be and you know how much it weighs, calculated shipping will give you the accurate cost of shipping to every single zip code in the United States and every country in the world.
Wow. Thank you. Good, good bonus tip for us today.
CJ knows her stuff.
Thank you, CJ.
We'll see you again. Thank you again. It's XOX Mass, if XOX MAS, if you want to look at CJ's merchandise, which I suggest you do. This segment was sponsored at Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Give us a ring, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smouse of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used email messages, so we had more than one email address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit ReplyManager.com.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endicia, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endicia directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endicia. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endicia.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.